Okay, mobile.
DLK, KA4JCA. Hey, Shane.
JCA, good morning, Sally. How are you? N4ZLK.
On the break, so I thought I heard you say mobile, so I thought I would say hello.
Don't waste all your break on me, though. You got that wouldn't be good.
And I can handle both. Not having to go into the office, so it's kind of, I just walk across the hall.
Oh, there's a lot of those work from home jobs now.
A lot of information I've got to learn.
Home for years as a medical transcriptionist, and then it became medical editing when the VR started taking over voice recognition. And then they started big businesses, big companies started buying the smaller ones out, and then they ended up sending it overseas. So she ended up training herself out of a job.
Lost her. She looked down at the clock and said, "Oh no, she had to run." Sign in for KA4JCA. KA3JCA is here.
A little long-winded there. Good morning, Richard. Yeah, she I guess it's one of those where they expect her back in and when it's time.
Hey, apparently it's this last week, this week, and next week is training. It's either 2.5 or 3.5 weeks of training that she has to go, and she can't be late and stuff like that.
Late when it's a new job either. You want to make sure you're there.
Hey, Shane, they provided her with all the equipment, the computers, the monitors, and everything, and it even has a camera on the top. Now, it doesn't stay on, and it doesn't monitor or whatever. Apparently, it's got some sort of smart AI hooked up to it, and it allows it so that if I walked into the room behind her or whatever, that's an infraction because of the confidentiality of the information's on the screen. Or if she picks up her phone and uses the phone, that's an infraction. She can use her phone as long as it's not on camera.
Well, yeah, I guess that's why she's locking herself in another room, away from everything. That's probably a good idea.
Now, it's funny, it doesn't pick up. Now, for instance, if you had a picture hanging in the room on the wall and it was a picture of a person, you have to actually remove it because the camera thinks it's a person. Where I have a painting in there that my mom had painted some like 45 years ago or something like that, she painted. And it's a big poster, and a big poster, a big canvas oil painting that she did. That's okay. If a dog or whatever walks in there, an animal, that's okay. It's apparently real smart AI.
Changing some gears. Yeah, that sounds like it. It can a little scary in a way, but I guess that's the way technology goes. So I hope you're doing all right, Richard.
I'm pretty good. I'm just sitting back resting. I'm actually getting ready to download my the first of each month. I either do it the end of the month, and I didn't do it yesterday, so I usually do it the first, is I download the new data dump from Radio ID so that I have all the current DMR IDs in my computer, and then in the next 30 days, you'll start seeing just the ID number, not a person's name. And then again, so I do mine, like I said, the end of the month or the first of the month to update the database.
A lot of people join them every month, getting new IDs. Is that what's going on there?
There it is. Matter of fact, let's see here. I'll pull it back up here a minute. I just had it. I have to get to the correct tab here. But, I was actually surprised of the information. So just today, so far today, there have been 35 new DMRs just today. In the last 7 days, there was 438. In the last 30 days, there were 1,563 new IDs, and that's just for DMR. They also have the NXDN IDs, and they also have repeater IDs.
Who is this radio ID? How did they become the arbiter of all these IDs? How did they get that? Is this a worldwide thing? Does everybody go through them?
It's all part of the digital mobile radio network and stuff, and it's called radioid.net. And basically, they create a database of the DMR IDs, and basically, they're seven-digit numbers for DMR. Like, I'm not sure if they do D-Star or some of the other ones, but it's by them keeping one central registration, it makes it easy for people that download the software to get all the information of the contacts from one central location.
And it would make it easier. That's pretty cool. I saw Patrick's radio yesterday, his setup, his hotspot and everything. It looks pretty neat. I'm not ready to get into it yet, but it looks like I might be something I'll be interested in later on.
So think of me, and I'll give you a referral, because if I do, I get a credit, and you also get a credit after you purchase the radio and stuff. But, hey, it's worth it. I got a credit for Chandler, and then, of course, I got a credit pending from when I won the BridgeCom University, our BridgeCom membership the other day. So if I keep winning, I'll just keep saving that credit, and then I just pay a few dollars so I can buy something else.
I will use your knowledge and go to you when it comes to that time, because I know you've helped out a lot of people, so I will definitely keep that in mind.
ACA, yeah, I don't know how much longer you got, but yesterday I heard a gentleman ask for help on the DMR, and he lived in Florida, and he's an RVer, and he travels, and he left his hotspot at home for a year, and then when he went home and connected it, it works fine, but it just... He, I guess, did not truly understand the IP addresses and how, like, the last two digits is like a house number for the device. And he thought it should have been the same as his wireless router and stuff like that. And I told him no. I said the first three digits is like the address to the area of your house and stuff. But the last two digits, the last period, the fourth set of numbers is like a device address, and I think I finally got him figured out, but his hotspot was version 4.1.5, so I had to walk him through.
I'm probably in a low spot, and I'm out of my next delivery, so I will go ahead and clear. I don't know if you're copying me very well. But good to hear you, Richard, and say hello to Sally. I'll talk to you later. N4 or K3JCA from N4ZLK.
I have to get you a little small 50-watt amplifier with a preamp on it. That way you'll never have to worry about them holes. All right, Shane, N4ZLK, KA3JCA will be monitoring.